Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.
Saturday night in Madison, Waukesha, Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Also sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Shop them online at igniteglassandgifts.com.
We're here with Gary and Joan from Avian Aura. And many bands wrote a lot of music remotely, but you guys are married, so I imagine you had a lot of time to write songs during the pandemic. How'd you get through lockdown?
Well, we did have a lot of time, that's for sure. Funny enough, we didn't write as much as we thought we would. We started a lot of songs. We didn't finish a lot of songs.
We just kind of took a break.
A little bit. You know, it was interesting because the year before the pandemic, we played out so much. And so the pandemic kind of gave us an opportunity to like, wow, it's kind of fun to be home on a weekend. And like, we like made some friends in our neighborhood. It was like, what? So I think part of it was like a little change in priorities, right? So like now we're playing a good number of shows, but they're places that we genuinely like and not just playing to play.
What are some of your venues here in Madison and or Waukesha, Milwaukee area?
Yeah. So Madison, and I know we'll probably talk about this a little bit more coming up, but we're starting to play at the Art Bar, which is super exciting.
Dark Horse Art Bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is a sales affiliate.
And the Red Rooster is opening soon on the east side.
What?
And we're going to be there. We have a one show booked there already.
Hold on, he's got a look on his face like he doesn't know.
I don't know about the Red Rooster.
That's the old Knuckle Down, Jimmy.
No kidding.
And the Manish Boys, the guys from the Manish Boys are some of the owners.
Well, those old dogs.
It's going to be pretty great.
That's awesome. That's great news.
Yeah. Otherwise, in the summertime, you know, we use gigs to adventure. It ends up being a lot of fun. So we'll do, like, we're heading to Iowa, of all places, a few times this summer and making weekends out of that. We'll have a weekend in Door County. We'll have a weekend in Eagle River. We'll probably make it back up to Bayfield. We play this, Rochester. We play this cute little place by Eau Claire. So we kind of, like, find our favorite places, and we'll go there and make weekends of it and make it into a vacay.
Yeah, we almost don't know what to do with ourselves without a gig kind of to anchor that weekend.
Right.
Is this a reason to go somewhere else?
Right.
And then,
well, Avian Aura plays a lot of wineries and breweries, but how do you fly home? And what's coming up for any other live shows in your schedule right now?
So the sales one is going to be next. And then, there's
March
a lot
25th.
Of... Yep, and then there's going to be like a series of... outdoor like beer pop-up beer gardens in Monona that they booked us for that are going to be a lot of fun and outside, but otherwise our schedule won't hit hard until the summer.
And what I heard when you were kind of saying that is that, you know, I've noticed when you're a musician, it's your hobby, right? And then one day you want to turn your hobby into your living, and then all of a sudden you're a slave to kind of that music, playing shows all the time wherever you can, getting money. But now you're kind of saying that the pandemic almost kind of gave you that second life on your music where you're like, you know, I think it's more important to pick and choose and do what I want rather than just be a slave to that grind.
You know, I started playing in bands right out of college. I was 25 years old and I needed the rent money. And I played out four times a week minimum probably 10 years with the Blue Owls. We were everywhere all the time. We played out so much and like, yeah, it's just now, you know, I had a lovely day job that I really adore, and I've been there for a long time. And the fact that we don't need music to pay the mortgage makes it infinitely more fun. I gotta say, all the power to people that do it. Good for you, but not for me.
Well,
I like to use the money to buy more instruments.
That's always good. Yeah. And the music stores like to hear that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Avian Aura here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you're playing for us tonight is called Where I'm At. Does that mean that this technically means right now this song is called The Devil's Lair?
It, more or less, yeah.
You can start throwing things at Rocker if you want to.
It's where I'm at. It's a, where I'm at.
It's a here and now song.
Here and now. See, I was right.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Didn't need a saffron rope to know the impermanent art of letting go. Didn't need to get away, find some place to meditate. I can go anywhere, save myself. Thank you. myself reeling at the end of a rope. Came to see and then I saw, here to stay in spite of it all. I can learn to make the most.
Very nice. Avian Aurora live in the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, The Shaw. Rocker, we got about 14 minutes until that hard break.
Perfect. Just enough time, Jimmy. We're here with Avian Aurora, and I hear you have been doing a lot of shopping at IKEA, watching YouTube videos, and designing a tiny tour bus.
We did. That was a big pandemic project. We found a used Sprinter van and made it into a fabulous camper van, and we love it. I mean, our PA and all of our instruments fit under the bed, and away we go.
I've always wanted to do that. Take a van and turn it into a camper. I'm not a musician. I'm a camper.
It's Jimmy's dream.
It's the best. It is just the best. It goes, and even for day trips, you just go to Devil's Lake and you want to go swimming and you want to go hiking and you want to bring lunch and everything. Like, it's so fun.
How do you like the Sprinter?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And does that mean you get to kind of chop down your like hotel bills and stuff when you're on the road?
Yeah.
That makes it a lot more efficient.
Oh, yeah. We're members of this thing called Harvest Hosts, where you like pay a membership for the year, and then you go and park at all these places for free, all these wineries and breweries and farms.
What?
And it's such a blast. We've met so many great people all over like the Midwest doing it.
Nice.
Highly
probably get
recommend
some gigs
it.
At some of those places too.
Totally.
Wineries and breweries. That's like right up your guys' alley. The show I want to highlight tonight is coming up Friday, March 25th at the Dark Horse Art Bar in Madison, and it's after the Bright Eyes show at the Sylvie, right?
Yes, we cannot wait. It's going to be so fun. Please come out and see us. We start at 10 o'clock.
It's such a nice little venue, too. It's so intimate. There's beautiful art, and Patrick is an awesome order, too, and he's bringing more live music to downtown Madison, which is awesome.
Yeah.
They got the stage like right in the window, so you're kind of playing right across the street from the Sylvie.
And we're such fans of everything Sal's too. We live really close to the one in Monona, so we're there a lot.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He was just telling us all kinds of stuff about how, you know, they're making frozen pizza.
Oh.
And have you heard about the Dark Horse happy hour?
I've heard about it, but I haven't been there yet.
They have dollar slices of pizza.
Yes.
I mean, come on. 2-for-1 drinks and dollar slices of pizza? Man, you'd wish Clyde Stubblefield were playing there.
Parties.
That's
the
only way it would
bring
get better.
Bring it back around. Yeah.
Where can our listeners find Avian Aura online?
Oh, the places that you find bands online. We haven't, like, jumped on the TikTok wagon or anything, but, you know, Facebook, Instagram, website avianora.com.
Yep.
You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple, and that seems like enough places.
Michael Darling here, he said, are you on the Insta? That's the god these days.
Uh-huh.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Hey, let's get back to live music with Avian Aura here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us is called Quarantine. Is this a love song?
That's kind of a working title. So this is one of those things I told you about where I would just like kind of free write. I just wrote a bunch of things that were happening in all of our heads during the pandemic and that I read about and made a song out of it. And this is actually another world premiere tonight. Which is
pretty yes, a world
exciting.
Premiere, Jimmy, on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it. You ready?
Ready.
Okay.
We're ready.
Rain.
I fear our ego and make room for all our homestead schemes. Our gardens, our bread, our regrown stems and our puzzles while we think. The distance that's between is a mile but just some feet. Incomplete.
Nice. Avian Aurora live in the Devil's Lair. Maxine Gevy's coming up with Rocker after 10 o'clock. And folks, we have about 4.5 minutes right now.
So I was going to ask you guys what you guys do in your non-Avian Aura time. You said that, you know, the pandemic brought about new things. You met neighbors. Got any hobbies?
Yeah, well, I teach yoga too. So that was cool. I did some advanced teacher training during this whole thing. Yeah, and then just like stuff around the house, and I think that's kind of it, right? Yeah, Gary Sounds landscapes
like
a lot.
Like to clean, you know, walk the dogs, everything pretty much revolves around the dogs.
Yeah.
Amen to that, brother.
See, yeah. We're all thinking like, wow, these are these really normal things. So like musicians are like, wow, these like things are crazy. We've never done them before. Joan, Gary, thank you so much for coming to play in the Devil's Lair tonight. We really appreciate it. We have time for one more song, and it features your accordion. Tell us about Adelaide.
Adelaide was a song that Gary brought to this. He wrote it a long time ago, and then we kind of made it our own. We're going to have to skip the last verse because we don't have a lot of time.
All right. No problem.
Go ahead. Avian Aura, here in the Devil's Lair.
Don't you worry, I don't have a right to even think, run away. It's amazing how far we come. Teeth still in inner gums, and you're on your way back to Monterey. I sit here instead and sing. Adelaide, 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 yeah, 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 we've been here before. Taking the lead just to settle the score. Why do you have to be so far away to keep me at arm's length within your partner's mind? Won't you act your age on a different page? I sing Adelaide, 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 yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you so much.
Avian Aura.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Avian Aura. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. We really appreciate you. 10 seconds. Where's the next show coming up at?
March 25th at the Dark Horse Art Bar, Jimmy.
There it is right there. Thank you so much. Max Inc. Radio continues with Max Inc. Heavy next.